Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. Today's Daf is Maseches Yuma, Daf Chaf Gimel. If you take a look at Chaf Gimel Mabez, we learn from the Gemara that the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore for Chumas Hadeshen, for removing the ashes, for taking out the ashes, for taking out the garbage, should not be the same begadim as he wears during the actual Avoda, because it would be a genai to wear the same clothing to get dirty to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. Based on this, the Taz makes an interesting point, and he writes in the Siman Chaf Aleph of Or HaChaim, Siman Chaf Aleph in Sif Katan Gimel, he addresses the question whether or not a person should be wearing a talis katan, a talis gadol, and a kittel in the bathroom. So the Shulchan Aruch writes at the very end of Siman Chaf Aleph, he says, Mutter li kanes betzitzis le beis hakisa. He writes that a person is allowed to enter into a bathroom wearing his tzitzis. The Taz there writes, he says, Nira hainu dafka bebeged she'osoy lemalbush. It's only true if it's wearing a article of clothing that he wears. He wears to walk around the streets and to cover him up. Ubo dal kanfos, that happens to be four-cornered. V'nischai betitzis. He's chayv to betitzis, but this is his clothing. Avaba taliso shamitza shalanu. Our talisim that we wear in the shul for davening only. Shena rakles pal behem, which are only used for davening purposes. Ein nachon shekanesh lebeis hakneses. It would be inappropriate to walk into the bathroom wearing such a talis shel mitzvah. And he brings a raya, or a dugma, an example of davar, who pashit as a begadav, lavash begadim acher, that the pasuk describes that the Kohen removed the clothing, and he put on other clothing. What are the begadim acher? The darshin on the, it says in the Gemara, today's daf, davar acher, begadim shebishul ben kedera lerabo, the clothing with which the servant cooks for his master, al yimzog behem esakos, should not also serve him the wine, because his clothing he wore, his apron that he wore to cook is all dirty. He should not wear that apron to serve the wine when he goes outside. The kavachomer lahai milsa, says the Taz, it's a kavachomer to our situation, because our talis is miyuchad ledavar kedusha dafka, and therefore he concludes that a person should not wear the talis gadol in the bathroom. And the very end, he says, V'o nearly, moreover, the gam kein ha-holch mi-beis kneses, the beis ha-kneses, lefanos, ve-ma-bushim kittel, tzarech, a person goes rather to beis ha-kisei, from beis ha-kneses, le beis ha-kisei rather. A person goes from shul to the bathroom to use the bathroom, ve-ma-lubashim kittel, he's wearing a kittel like a Yom Kippur, and for some on Rosh Hashanah, tzarech she'av shitu ha-kittel, you have to first remove the kittel. Now, even though the kittel isn't a davar mitzvah, it's not like a tzitzis with his mitzvah, but kevin shebeged zeh miyuchad lespal, since it is designated for davening purposes, it would be inappropriate. Mim ikra din, only a davar shebekedusha like tefillin and mezuzah would be also in a bathroom. Tzitzis per se is not a problem to be brought in the bathroom, it's just a lack of kavod. So since it's miyuchad lespalo, people daven, it would be bizayon to bring it into the bathroom. So that would be the same halacha with the kittel, even though the kittel is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah wearing a kittel. It's a minug, a strong minug. But in the end of the day, since it's miyuchad lespalo, a person should not wear it in the bathroom. I once asked the question to Rav Neventhal, what about a hat? A person wears a hat to davening, would that be a problem to wear in a bathroom? Rav Neventhal says, people wear black hats all the time in the streets. It's not miyuchad lespalo. But since a talis and a kittel is miyuchad lespalo, only for those would there be a problem.